Now, Vice President Kwesi Mensah-Arthur has inaugurated West Africa's second Advanced Police Command and Staff College at Winneba in the Central Region. He said the college will go a long way to help the police to develop the requisite manpower, professional and operational skills, and knowledge to deal with crime, which has increased in sophistication. Bubukle Nogo was there and has joined us on the line to give us more details. The Vice President, as I earlier indicated, you know, was in Winneba to inaugurate the Command and Staff College. How was the program? And earlier we spoke and you told me there were two programs. Can you apprise us of the programs before we get into the details?
Well, today the 450 senior recruit police officers passed out at the Winneba Police Training School. And quite after that, the Vice President inaugurated the Ghana Police Command and Staff College, which is the second in the West Africa. It is supposed to provide training to senior police officers, and then the Vice President stated that the need, the crime in these days have become very sophisticated, and therefore there is the need to train the schools and then advance the knowledge of police officers to meet the increasing sophistication of crime. Either to senior police officers in Ghana have to be trained abroad and at the Nigerian Command and Staff College, and also at institutions outside, and some other institutions like GIMFA and the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College. And the Vice President stated that these institutions do not meet the requirements of the police officers because they were not established solely for police, and therefore commended the current IGP, Mr. Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan, for instituting or establishing the college.
Well, Bubu
has been on the drawing board for the past 30 years.
The sentiments of the police, this project coming on stream.
Abraham, I'm still finding it difficult to hear you, but if I can say what the IGP stated during the inauguration is that he paid tribute to the past administration, the past police administration, for having the idea to establish a police command and staff college. And then he's also grateful to international partners and government for helping him realize this vision. He stated that this will also go a long way to meet their demand to meet the current policing units, current policing trends, and then also equip the police with the necessary skills and knowledge to meet best practices. He also stated that the police is committed to ensuring excellence, and in this view, the police have put in place some interventions which he said are going a long way to reduce crime. He stated that the issue of the foreign police unit, the increased day and night patrols, as well as logistics, that the provision of logistics have helped a lot, and that they have achieved great results. He stated, for instance, that perception of crime among Ghanaians has reduced, and that actual crime has also reduced, and that crime and then hardened criminals continue to be arrested, and most of them have been prosecuted, and those that have not been prosecuted are also going through the normal procedures, and that they will soon be prosecuted. And he also sounded a word of caution to the police officers to be disciplined, and that they said they will not serve any officer who goes against the law.
Well, Bubu, we want to thank you very much for updating us. That was my colleague, Bubukle Nogo, telling us more about the inauguration of the West Africa Second Advanced Police Command and Staff College at Winneba in the Central Region.